Good morning or good day, everybody. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Did you know that Pray Every Day is in the top 1% of podcasts in the whole wide world? I just wanted to celebrate that with you today. So thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I got a message on Twitter today that said, something like, I feel like I'm being discipled by you. And that just made me really happy because my heart and my hope is that my praying and just you hearing the word of God would be a part of your growth process and your sanctification journey. So just a good day this morning. And I hope that you are finding God faithful in the troubles that you're facing. We're all facing troubles, so I know God is faithful. Today we're in Psalm 88 in the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. It starts with, Lord God of my salvation, I cry out before you day and night. May my prayer reach your presence. Listen to my cry. For I have had enough troubles, and my life is near Sheol. I am counted among those going down to the pit. I am like a man without strength, abandoned among the dead. I am like the slain lying in the grave, whom you no longer remember, and who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest part of the pit, in the darkest places, in the depths. Your wrath weighs heavily upon me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have distanced my friends from me. You have made me repulsive to them. I am shut in and cannot go out. My eyes are worn out from crying. Lord, I cry out to you all day long. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do departed spirits rise up to praise you? Will your faithful love be declared in the grave, your faithfulness in Abaddon? Will your wonders be known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of oblivion? But I call to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer meets you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face from me? From my youth, I have been suffering and near death. I suffer your horrors. I am desperate. Your wrath sweeps over me. Your terrors destroy me. They surround me like water all day long. They close in on me from every side. You have distanced loved one and neighbor from me. Darkness is my only friend. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is one of those lament psalms that does not end well. Typically, lament psalms end with, but I'm going to praise you, and you've been good, and you've been doing all these great things. But I'm actually really grateful, Lord, that this psalm ends this way, because sometimes we're just in that place of feeling like we're walking through the kind of wilderness that will never end. It's like being lost in the wilderness and stuck among the trees and not knowing where north, south, east, or west is, Lord. And I think a lot of us could endure some of our trials and our temptations and persevere through all of them if we knew where the end was. But when we're walking in the middle of something, it's hard to know. And so, Lord, thank you that it's okay and it's permissible for us to say, where are you? What are you doing? Why are my friends running away from me? This is hard. And Lord, we just thank you that this is that you will hear us, that you will turn your ear toward us, and that things will change. But in the middle of the mess, Lord, we choose to praise you. We choose to trust you. We choose to believe that there is an end to this journey, and we will find our way through to the other side. So we trust you today. Lord, you say that it's impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. And sometimes it's easy to have faith in the light times when we can see everything around us and we know where we are. It is harder to have faith in the darker times, or what St. John of the Cross calls the dark night of the soul. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend in that dark night of the soul. And I pray for restoration. I pray for perspective. Lord, as I think about that metaphor, being in a wooded area, not knowing where you are, Lord, I pray you would bring my friend the strength to climb up a tree and to look around and just to get perspective. Sometimes, Lord, we can be so down in the dark parts of our stories that we can't climb above the tree line and see what's really going on. And so I pray for that today. I pray for perspective. And maybe, Lord, that'll come through a conversation with someone to help us to come out of the place where we are. And so, Lord, would you please send a rescuer, a safe person to my friend today, so that they are not walking through the valley of the shadow of death alone, but that they have a friend and someone with them. And Lord, I thank you that you're always with them. You're always holding their hand. And may we rest in that truth today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lainita Smith, and she's written a book called Curtain Call, and it's a memoir. And this is what she writes about it. She said, "I thought I was having a breakdown. Turns out it was a breakthrough. In 2014, I wanted out of my story. I didn't want to be on this earth anymore. Bombarded by uninvited memories of childhood trauma, I questioned why God would allow so many horrible things to happen to me." Have you guys ever been there? I certainly have. When God interrupted my pleas for help with a simple question, "Will you trust me with your story?" I agreed to step out of my stage perfect Christian life and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing him as a good, loving God. I had the opportunity to read and endorse this book. I loved it. I think you will love it too. It's again a call. It's called Curtain Call, and it's by Lainita Smith, Lyneta Smith. And you can find it wherever books are sold. Thanks, Lainita, for sponsoring Pray Every Day.